prayers for a happy rebirth, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the victims of terrorist attacks in France, all beings killed by others through abortion, execution, or crime, and through hunting, fishing, pest control, or other killing of animals. Hey. All the Tibetans have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Rita Balil, Elaine McCloskey, Ronald Johnson, Richard Myers. I guess her father's last name is Myers. Okay. Mother of Brittany Nicole, Mio Cha Kim Nottingham, Timothy Powell, Agnes the duck, Cokie the cat, Francis the duck, Luna the cat. Job search was Ann Barona, Mike Brown, Julie Goose, Joe Griffiths, Jim K., Bruce Miller, Pooja Shah, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Captain Lama Zomba Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltsen, Venerable Trichy Lhamo. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially the terrorists and victims of terrorism in France. All those in prison suffering abuse or abusing others, and all those addicted to harmful substances. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. John Ballard, Jim Barnes, Susan Narsaprona, Narsaprona Sr., Katie Bohm, Susan Bohm, Steve Bull and family, Yuki Boros, Ken Kestwell, Dimitri and Suzanne, Tiamondopoulos, Tasha Duomo, Mildred Gooch, Andrew Gorton, Tracy House Thompson, Christina Harrison, Geraldine Harvey, Frank Holt, Sam Jackenthal, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Lloyd Johnson, family of Ronald Johnson, Dallin Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Rachel Keith, Nina Kowalski, Jonathan Kramer, Shantin Kurt Latimer, Karina Lillig and family, Kim Lillig, Mary Lojek, Pat Long, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Carolyn and Granger Marley, Wilbert Martin, Alvia and Mahia and family, Bruce Miller, Antonio Moore Jr., Audrey Murphy, family of Richard Myers, Evan Myrtle family, Marie Oliver, Jay Pondia, family of Timothy Powell, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Romley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shah, Patty Sheriff, Ronnie Shulman, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Sarah Bumgardner, Snotherly, Nancy Sorbet, Carol Strother, Adnan Tokum, Bob Sam Tupton, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, Shea Wokowicki, Margaret Young, Brittany the Maltese, George and Cadre the Pigs, Epo the Cat, Omani Pimlin the Chipmunk, Sammy the Cat, Skibo the Dog, Tashi the Cat, Yishi the Cat. Okay, so now the Shigarbo practice. I prostrate, go for refuge, and make offerings to the Bodhisattva Shigarbo, who has unbearable compassion for me and all sentient beings who are suffering, and whose minds are obscured with qualities like the sky, and liberates sentient beings from all suffering and gives every happiness. Please grant blessings. I prostrate, go for refuge, and make offerings to the Bodhisattva Shigarbo, who has unbearable compassion for me and all sentient beings who are suffering, and whose minds are obscured with qualities like the sky, and liberates sentient beings from all suffering and gives every happiness. Please grant blessings. I prostrate, go for refuge, and make offerings to the Bodhisattva Shigarbo, who has unbearable compassion for me and all sentient beings who are suffering, whose minds are obscured with qualities like the sky, and liberates sentient beings from all suffering and gives every happiness. Please grant blessings. Chimbo, chin, chimbo, akasha chimbo, vakara chimbo, amavara chimbo, vara chimbo, vachira chimbo, aroga chimbo, Dhamma Chimbo, Sateva Chimbo, Sate Nihala Chimbo, Vifarokashava Chimbo, Uvashama Chimbo, Nayana Chimbo, Prajna Sama Moniratna Chimbo, Shana Chimbo, Vishema Variya Chimbo, Shasitala Mavajna Chimbo, Fiyada Sotamahele, Dave Yamave Chakrase Chakrapasire, Shiripipile Karava Varavarite, Hasere Prarave, Prarecharabhanadane aradane panara cha 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 hile mile Through this practice, be dedicated to prevent earthquakes in California, Nepal, and all universes. We still have time. Okay. Okay. All right. Want to tar paces? Okay. Is that page 191 in the Gold Book? From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tar, born from the green letter time, your crown adorns Amitabha, Action Mother of the Buddhas of the Three Times. Tar, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your little speed of terror. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble, transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift to roll with God's like lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening same ones up. Lord of rivers, turbo and lotus. Homage, she whose face combines some. Moons at fullest, blazing with our blazes splendent, death a thousand star collection. Homage, golden bloom and lotus, water born and hand adorning, giving effort, commisterities, patience, meditation, hearse. Mish crown of Tata God, section triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worship by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamar, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Kandavas Yakshas. Homage with the Trempe sound, destroying foes' magic diagrams, every pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fire burst. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champ. She with frowning lotuses, to a slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with usual mood. Light and masses all excited, all directions feel so dark. Homage, she's so joyous, rage, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembled, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on a mush mush shine. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she moves with the blaze like beyond ending fire abiding. Flash of flippant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with the feet, scaling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy versus peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana. She endowed with all men so high, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes on the knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to every witted letter of the shape of syllable, 5th century 63. Here Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalik form, with by spoken Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the king are us to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts. Homage she who strives bright with radiance of sun and foam, with by Sara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, your source of spirit, Yaksha. And raise corpus supine today. These praises with the mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Okay, and now the prayer of benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So we are on page 77 in the retreat book. To make offerings to Buddha, Shadow, Shishkov, so I'll make confession, I'll send you with sufferings, Marjus, Christ, Quasar, Saxon, Liberation from all sin, Gizer, please grant blessings. I pass through conversion, make offerings to Buddha, Shishkov, so I'll make confession, I'll send you with sufferings, Marjus, Christ, Quasar, Saxon, Liberation from all sin, Gizer, please grant blessings. I pass through conversion and make offerings to the Buddha, Shishkov, so I'll make confession, I'll send you with sufferings, Marjus, Christ, Quasar, Saxon, Liberation from all sin, Gizer, please grant blessings. Chimbo, chimbo, chin chimbo, aksha chimbo, bhagra chimbo, amvara chimbo, ara chimbo, vajra chimbo, araka chimbo, dhamma chimbo, sattva chimbo, sarihala chimbo, vivara kasha chimbo, vishama chimbo, nayana chimbo, prasama, mamunacha chimbo, shana chimbo, vishma varaya chimbo, shastarama bhajimbo, virasutama hede, dampe, yampe, chukse, chakavachari, shiri, pire, karva varavarate, asare, parachana, dana, aradana, parana, chachacharcha, gile, mine, akata, takata, dagakilo, tare, Tall and near the mother, not the girl in me, a good pair, a kid, a paragir, a good shaman, a tongue, a don't to go, Kushamiri, Moito, Minitan, Paradanta, Karakam, Ruru, Ruru. Chimbo, chimbo, chinchimbo, aksha chimbo, bakra chimbo, avra chimbo, chara chimbo, chachara chimbo, arga chimbo, dam chimbo, sarva chimbo, saranala chimbo, fivra kushava chimbo, vishama chimbo, nana chimbo, sparsama na chimbo, shana chimbo, vishama varia chimbo, shasama va chimbo, fivra sota mehre, dambe, yamacha, chakasa, chakavish, vashe, shiri, pire, karava, varavara, tasare, paravata. Prachara, paradane, aradane, parana, chachacha, ileme, karata, karakita, tare, tam, miramande, natakurime, nankachipa, viragiri, varagiri, pichamarane, tungra, tuna, tuna, ruru, ruru, kitomi, morita, milita, banana, karankam, ruru, ruru, chimbo, chimbo, chinibakshi, chimbo, krachimba, varachimba, chavachimba, vachachimba, rakachimba, tamachimba, sora, chimbo, sunihala, chimbo, kivarakusha, chimbo, shima, chimbo, nana, chimbo, sora, na, chimbo, shana, chimbo, kishima, varia, chimbo, Would you please turn to page 27 in the Gold Prayer Book? And we'll start with the Seven Limb Prayer. 27. In the Gold Prayer Book. 27. Gosum gu pe gone cha tse lo Nye sham yi tu chu ti ma lu bu To me ne sa di tun ta che shak Kye pa ge wa nam la je rong Kor wa ma tong bar du le yu ne Ro la che ki ko lo kor wa dam Da jen gen am Jang Chu Tempo No. Now please turn to page 97. And then we'll do the short mandala offering at the bottom. Sa Ji Per Ki Shu Shin Me Tok Tam Ri Ram Ri Shi Ni De Gen Pa Ri Sang Ge Shi Kichonam la jantu bardu dani kyap suchi dagi chen yengi peser nam gi dola pensur sangir tu parsho. Jirdan so kichonam la jantu bardu dani kyap suchi dagi chen yengi peser nam gi dola pensur sangir tu parsho. Tu danso ki chonam la jan tu bardu dani kapsuchi tagi chernyan ki peser nangi dola pensu sangir tu pasho. Jan tu bardu dani kapsuchi tagi chernyan ki peser nangi dola pensu sangir tu pasho.
Hot class, man, yes, you know, this is... Oh, Good evening. Welcome back to Lama Chava class. So today, section that we are, I'm going to explain is offering. Okay, offering. How to make offering. So, So now the offering is divided into four sections. So if you are here first time, so we have been studying Guru Puja how many weeks now?
Since
beginning this time? Yeah, we've been studying Guru Puja since beginning this time. It will take 3 years to finish. We've been studying Guru Puja since beginning this time. That's very good. So we've been studying this now. Mainly this Guru Yoga practice, yoga or Nanjor yoga, yoga means like in Tibetan words called Nanjor yoga, Sanskrit word, it's practice. It's like the meaning of yoga or meaning of Nanjor or yoga is unmistaken path, there's no mistake, the path, that will eventually lead to fully enlightenment or Buddhahood, okay? Called Nanjor, that's the meaning of words yoga, yoga, Nanjor. Yoga doesn't mean just means physical movement, it means like aiming, you can say path or method, unmistaken path, it will lead to somewhere, greater freedoms, the freedom from all the complications, not just material complications, also complications. There's so much complication within our mind. It can, free you for good. So the thinking about this unmistakable method or path that will eventually lead you to all the way to the everlasting, freedom. So that's called yoga. That's the definition of word yoga. In Tibetan words called Nanjor. So practice, method, path, whatever you want to say, practice is also a good word. That practice. So in order to succeed into that practice, so then need to rely on, Guru. So therefore, Guru plays very important roles. in order to, you know, like actualize that path, and you know, or require Guru's instructions. So therefore, this practice, Lama Chöpa, is you know, is like Guru Yoga practice. You know, how this Guru Yoga practice has been done in Vajrayana teaching. So this is mainly what it is about. So now here, session that I'm going to explain today is like offering. So this offering part divided into four sections. So there's external offering, or inner offering. So chi chavaj. First one is external offerings. So external offerings. So then the second one is called inner offerings. So okay, so first I want to just explain that external offering, inner offerings, secret offerings. So then the emptiness offering. I will explain what it means. Emptiness offering. That's number four, right? Number four. Number five is like the Dhani Bhuvaj. Offering medicines and offering
service.
Offering service. So this, you know, offerings divided into five sections. So good to know, also set up, you know, knowledge. So that this knowledge, you know, to implement, you know, to put into practice. Not just knowledge, you know, this knowledge is to put into practice. So the first one, like external offering. So, this offering is associated with the vast initiations. That's initiations, you know. Initiation, when you go to initiation, there's many initiations. This one is associated, the external offering associated with the vast initiations, you know. Vast or base? Base.
Vase.
Huh?
Either way, vase or base.
Yeah, vase. Vase offering. Vase offering. Associated, external offering is associated with the vase offering. So, then, so the first one is begin with the four water offerings. So some of you are familiar with, you know, when we set up the altar for Guru Puja, there's four water. There's no begin with the water. The external offerings associated with vase initiations, you know, and that, you know, begin with the four water offerings. You know. The last line, you see this four water. So, you know, then, if you are not, you know, coming to the last couple of classes, I think that's okay, you know, but here, this is a different section. This section is how the offering has been done in the offering. So that's how the you learn how to make offerings, not the how to make offerings. So external offering, internal offering. So so here, Chushi Puja. The four water offerings. First one, what is your So when you do the hand mudra, it looks like this one symbolizes the first water offering, Agam Rava. Then second one is Pade. Then Ezamanam, then Tochanam, something like that. Argam, Pade, Ezamanam, Tochanam, something like that. Basically, it means like the last one is like has a perfume for the body. You know, you just kind of like is this part symbolized some kind of branch? You know, deep in, then you just not just water. The water that smells very, very wonderful. You know, so then you dip in there, then you kind of like sprinkle. So the, on the body, you know, then body smells good. Sprinkle. It's not like drum. Not beating a drum, okay. So that's why the symbol hand mudra symbolize. That's called hand mudra, so argam, then pade, then enzamanam. First one is water for drink, to drink. Visualize the offer on their hand. The whatever, if you're visualizing Tara, then you visualize you're offering the water for Tara's hand. Then Tara will drink. Second one is to wash your mouth. Washing mouth. And you drink a little bit, you don't swallow. And you just wash your mouth and just spit out. Second one. Third one is to cleaning the feet. Cleaning your feet. Then the last one is perfume. So these are the four water offering. Okay, four water offering. So This also, this is not practice also, I think it also helps when you eat your food, if you can think something like that also helps. So here, what I would like to explain is, every food or every drink, first in order to offer, first we need to purify them, purify them. So this is, I think, quite important here. So I will try to explain much as I can, this is important because here we do a lot of, practice, So here the center, so, I did read, but it's hard to when it comes down to explanation, what's the best way to explain, you know, without taking too much time, because, you know, class is only 1.5 hour. Then, also opportunity to practice some patience, please. So first what we have, like, it's called che, you know, che means the water offering for mouth to drink. So then second one is to clean the feet. The third one is to clean mouth. And then sanctor, you know, that's like the perfume for the body, that's called four water. When the Guru Puja is set up for water, first one is to drink, second one is to clean feet, third one is to clean, to wash mouth, then the fourth is, you know, to perfume. So, so next time somebody asks them, you can explain, you know, first one is to drink, the second one is to clean feet, the third one is to clean mouth, the fourth is to, you know, sprinkle on the body, basically it's perfume. Then, once again, the things that I want to explain here. So, some of you are familiar, when we say word Om Ahu, Om Ahu, Om symbolize body, you know, Om Ah symbolize speech, Om Ahu symbolize heart or mind, you know, basically body, speech, and mind, Om Ahu. So that's generally speaking, the body, Om, you know, usually here, throat chakra, is like head, crown chakra, that's Om, you know, which basically, generally speaking, is white color, and the throat chakra, that's like Om Ah, that's red color, the Hu, there's no blue color, it's all located on the heart chakra, the three chakra, that's generally speaking. So then, when we make offering, when we say Om Ahu, Om Ahu, that's, you know, also the, it's like sacred mantra that also used as a blessing, the offering also used as an offering, the offerings. Yeah, making offerings. So this, only three words, Om Ahu, but, you know, it's kind of just like deeper meaning. It's not just body, speech, and mind. When it's come down to offerings, so that's like blessing the offerings. No, we don't make offerings. No, we don't offer anything without, you know, blessing them. So first we bless them. Why we bless them? As I said, every offering is, you know, all this food, drink, whatever it is, comes with, is not 100% pure. So that therefore, Om Ahu le jo woni ju wa de so ji na lo bu ji chu ze ka mi ju de che la so so you visualize all the offerings and the offering that's been set up on altar, flower, water, light, whatever, you just, you know, visualize them. So ji na lo bu ji chu ze ka mi ju de che la chu ze te da ten wo to ji wo de ji chu ze te da ki But there's some mistake here. Maybe it's like wodo. First you visualize letter Hu. Okay. Letter Hu. Visualize letter Hu. So last Wednesday night class, what we have, we already built this merit field, right? Merit field. It's like wish granting trees, not just tree, you know, that trees is like made out of all kind of precious jewels, you know, all the flowers, the leaves, the branches, the tree itself, you know, it's not, that's called Pasam Gishin, it's called wish granting tree, Pasam Gishin, wish granting tree, so beautiful tree. Then top of that, you know, so then we visualize our merit field, right? Last Wednesday, merit field. So then, so that's where the offering are not going to make, not all the marriage field, or marriage field, because it's called marriage field because of merit. Merit is very, very important, you know, very, very important. So that's where the merit grows from these visualizations. That's where a lot of marriage grows, like same like fields. So many things grows, trees, flower, food, all kinds of things that grows on the fields. Similarly, the merit field is not that's not going to grow fruit, but it's going to grow merit. All the merit is going to grow from there, just, you know, visualizing them there. So then below the offerings that you visualize below the offering then visualize letter hum, syllable hum. Okay, then top of that you visualize ah, you know, because when you say om ah hum become last, right? Then top of that there's ah, then there's top of that's om, then om ah hum. That's how you write down. When you write it down, you write om first, then ah, then hum. You know? So when you have statues, you know, then there's typically you chaza, so you write behind that om ah hum. Om ah hum. Then that symbolizes body, speech and mind. So that symbolizes the, you know, enlightened body, enlightened speech, enlightened mind. Because that very statue or tatsa, whatever you are making, that symbolizes, you know, three qualities of enlightened being, body, speech and mind. That's why you write behind them, write, you know, om ahum, write om right next to the head, write om ah, then speech here. Not much gap between the om and ah, then there's a little bit of gap between hum, because that hum is the heart, you know, they symbolize that. Oh. That's why next time when you see after the behind the tata om ahum, that's what it symbolizes, you know. So then below offering letter hum, then top of that letter ah, then top of that letter om. Okay, top of the om. So then the light radiates, you know, light radiates. This is all done in visualization, you know. This is all done in mind, you know. So you build up this, you know, wish granting trees, and then top of that you build all this, you know, the object of offering that you build them, you know, so that's very beautiful, you know. So then you know, so this is all done in visualization. So then the light radiates from ohms, you know, from through all the directions, you know. All directions, okay, not just one direction. No, up and down, no, side to side, back and forth, all of the, no, light radius. Hule vese choju tribe, tuk doji lhazo tamje ku de huna tim. So then, you know, that, you know, light, how you say, attracts, you know, all the enlightened mind, okay, enlightened mind, or tuk doji lhazo. So enlightened mind, so this is the brief explanation, you know. So I'm trying to explain the brief one, you know, om ahu. So that's not extensive, like we are blessing the offering. No, extensive is not, that's much, much longer. But that's the shortest way to bless the offerings, okay? So then light irradiates from letter hu. So that attracts all the enlightened, how you say, mind, enlightened mind, to doji. So now you remember, like when we visualize the major field, you know, so there's like certain deities located into the heart, right? I briefly explained that, like five Buddha's families, you remember? It's just a brief explanation. When you conjoin that with the Yamendaga Tantra, Gya Samaja Tantra, Kala Chakra Tantra, then, you know, Yamendaga Tantra, then there's like not just one deity, there's like many. So so I decided to not to go that detail, so I'm worried that it's going to blow up your head. So maybe it's going to blow up my head too. And you're going to blow my head before your head. So just think, you know, it's, this light attracts all the enlightened mind, Chenche, you know, chamber. Loving kindness, the enlightened mind is, you know, is all, as a Tuji chamber, you know, compassion, great compassion, like 100% observed into great compassion, so, chamber, you know, so then, wisdom, realizing emptiness, then, you know, bodhicitta, all of that, you know, okay, that light attracts. This is important, so just saying Om Ahu, if you have some idea what it really means, rather than just become mere word, you know, Om Ahu, you may get some benefit, but you have some idea, Om Ahu, Om. The light radiates from the letter Hu, then, you know, attracts all the enlightened mind, okay, then dissolve back to the letter Hu. Letter who? Dissolve back to the letter who. Then, so then, that very letter now, the very letter who, there's no below the offerings. Who, top of that are, then top of that om ah who, no, in the stack. So the light radiant from the letter Hu attracts all enlightened like the mental qualities or enlightened mind or enlightened mental qualities such as loving kindness, universal compassion, wisdom, realizing emptiness, and there's no, that quality goes on and on and on, no? All the qualities. Observed, you know, like, attracts, then, you know, like, dissolve into the letter Hu, that very letter who dissolve into the offerings, all the offerings, so, see, all the offerings, so, dissolve into the offerings, so. Chidze Namji Namda Timbe, Kado Ti, purifies the looks, the color, the shapes, you know, any mistake on the shape, on the color, all purifies, okay, become perfect, you know, just pure, that's all, any mistake, some of the mistake that we can see, some of the mistake we cannot, human eye cannot see, and that's all kind of mistake. Oh. Mistake, oh. So then, you know, purify the very who that will dissolve into the offerings, purify. That's how the offering has been done, you know, first you purify them, not just offer, you know, first you purify them, that's the first one, jang, called jang, oh. Okay, jang, purify, oh. Jang, so kado, purify any mistake on the color, and the shape, and the smell, and the taste, purify all of them. Kado, chiro, ngibe, chun, tamje, salne, shelta, pangbe, mibatangos. Become, you know, become very pure, no? Samjimi bache. Ayile vese chocho trebe. So now, then top of that, what we have, letter A, you know, Om Ahu, the top of whom, the letter A. So the same, the light radiates from there, light radiates from the A, okay? Ayile vese chocho, you know, So, east, west, north, south, so then like, what is it called here, like, south, east, between, what is it called? Yeah, south, east, north, south, east, north, you know, the west, and the we say, I'm not here, we count, Tibetan, we count a little bit different. We say, first we say east first. Here, you say east first? No. We say shar, then south, something like that. So it's not that important. So maybe Tibetan people don't know how to say. Maybe Tibetan people don't know how to say the directions. So, how you say? north, south, east, west, north, can't. Why there's different, I'm not sure.
I don't say it very often.
Shalom Nubchan, Shalom Nubchan, anyway, Shalom, so there's no four, what do you call, that's, what do you call?
Four directions.
Four directions, then south, east, north, south, what do you call that, between?
Cardinal directions?
No. Huh?
Cardinal directions are north, south, east, west, so the others are just...
Between, like... Choshi, Chosam, they call it, it will call Choshi, there's no four directions, Chosam, there's no between, there's eight, right, eight, then up, down, ten, that's called ten direction. When you see the word ten direction, Chochu, that's what them just count, that means whole universe, basically whole universe, no? So light radiates, no, not just one direction, all the ten directions, Chochu. Chochu, then you know Chochu, Tiusu means, then like present, past, futures, no, this is some other things, not here. Chochu, just want to explain the ten directions, no? So light radiates to the ten directions, no? The letter A. Vesichuju Truvi, Sungdoji, Hazotam Jikuni, Alatim, so then all the qualities, no, qualities like related to the enlightened speech, and like the detailed visualizations, all this enlightened speech quality that, you know, absorbed back to the speech. You know, speech means we are talking about the, on the marriage field, we all have many, many figures. We all visualize, you know, in their speech. You know, observe. So, you know, so that's not just speech, you know, so this all appears as the deities, you know. So in the detailed explanation, there's all kind of deities, you know, there's, like all the species appear as the form of deity, so see compassion. When is compassion appears as a form, that's like what we call our location of a Buddha compassion. That means all the enlightened compassion appear in a shape that's called, you know, our location. All the enlightened wisdom appear as a form. The form figure, that's like Manjushri, you know, Manjushri. All the enlightened activities appear, that's like Tara, you know, green Tara, something like that. So anyway, Aile, the letter, the light radiates from the letter R through the ten directions, then attracts all the enlightened quality that related to the speech, enlightened quality that related to the speech, you know, attracts, then dissolves into the letter R. So then letter R dissolve into the offering. So, tell you, Allah, Tintin, children, number, Tintin, children, Sabah, maybe, Didi, Janzo, Chimujimi, what is it? So now, when you say, Om, Ah, Hu, the word, Hu, word, Hu, when we say, Om, Ah, Hu, Hu purifies. See, Hu, you just think, purifies, you know, just think, it's easy to just think, you know, any mistake that relates to the shape, color, the smell, the taste, just think, purifies. Same when you eat Om Ahum, when you say, you know, there's like food offering, when you say, there are many, many different, you know, where to make food offering, what you call here, what you call blessing, grace, so they're same, the same blessings. So here, the shortest way to is Om Ahum. You say Om Ahum. When you say Hu, what Hu come last? When you say what Hu purifies, no, purifies everything. Here in the modern world, what we call like contaminated, polluted, all kind of, you know, like not like probably like there's not enough nutritious or like you know, like say. All the elements used to possess so much energy long, long time ago because there's less pollution. So now, all this four external element, water element, fire element, wind element, earth element, all this element, you know, has now, like, compared to many, many years ago, it has less, how you say, you know, less. Less. Yeah, some, you know, that's very true. That's also true. That's very true. So, you know, this some kind of problem we see probably require microscope to look to see, you know, some very obvious, you know, some of them are not obvious. Anyway, so there's, when you say letter who, so then just visualize, just think from your heart, it purifies. Purifies everything, okay? So now our light radius from the 10 directions, then, you know, attracts all the inline speech qualities, dissolve back to the letter R, then the very letter R dissolve back to the all the offerings, then offerings multiplies, okay? So next time when you say word Om R, Ah multiplies. You know? Who purifies? Who purifies? Ah multiplies. You know? Not, you know, really physically, but mentally. You know, the words, the how you say, these are mantra means sacred word. That's why the mantra is there. Sacred word to protect, basically protect your mind. That's the definition of mantra. Yi chop means protect your mind, you know. Protect your mind, thinking there's something wrong with the food, there's something, you know, like this all degenerate, you know, stress, fear. So the mantra is basically to protect your mind, you know. When you say the mantra, they're supposed to protect. Yi chop, that's the definition of mantra. It's not something that you say again, 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 then they become mantra, no. Otherwise, as two for Tuesday, two for Tuesday. Two for Tuesday, there's pizza. Two for Tuesday. So it doesn't become mantra, you know. See, when, how much, it doesn't matter how much you say, doesn't become mantra. And mantra is not like how many times you say. Yeah, people does say mantra many times, and like the word they use again, like, it doesn't become mantra. Mantra means to protect. Definition of mantra is to protect your mind. Huh? So now, protecting mind from, you know, all this doubt about the food or drink, you know. So then when you say, who purifies any mistake, you know, associated with the taste, smell, the taste, the look, the color, the shape, all purifies. Then it's the multiplies, okay? Multiplies, become multiplies. So, seven magic digits. So, President, so what do you think about, like, the story in, like, Bible that, you know, Jesus, I say, got one piece of fish and a piece of bread and kind of like multiply. So, then like, you know, some people eat more, it's kind of become more and more. More people eat, become more and more. Multiply. So, so that's like, name a story like that, you know, like, occasionally it does happen, but, you know, here mentally it's mainly done in the mind, you know, it multiplies, okay, it multiplies. Because this, to get enlightenment, this all work done in the mind, not in the physical, in the mind, you know, everything is done in the mind, all this visualization is done in the mind, huh? It does matter, you know. Does not mean that, you know, like the, does not mean physical, but, you know, there's limit. Physical, there's limit. Mind, there's no limit. Physical, there's limit, you know, how much you can do. So, anyway, then light radiates from the R, then attracts all the enlightened, the quality of the speech, then dissolve back to the R, then R, the very R, dissolve into the offering, then offerings become, offering multiplies. Okay? So, next time when you say R, means multiply, so. So this is the.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Om is white, Ah is red, whom is blue. So when you visualize the light, is the light from whom blue? Is the light from Ah red, or is there a color?
No, you can do it, no, like color that is associated with the letter who is blue, and R is red, no, then Om is white. Or you can visualize five color lights, doesn't matter. So better to now, no, so make it simple, just visualize according to the color of the syllables, okay, who, light, or five color lights, you know, symbolize five, how you say, mental quality of enlightened beings, you know, five color, you know, that's why you see sometimes they offer five color kata. It's not just for fun, you know, okay, it's more fun because there's more color, you know, instead of just white. So there's white, red, blue, yellow, green, you know, that's called five colors. Same on the prayer, you know, there's prayer flex usually symbolize as a call it, I don't know where to start or thing blue symbolize sky, then white symbolize cloud, tinker summer, then like the red probably the fire element, then the green the water element, and then yellow is the wind. Namungor tinker summer chujang something so they're different. So Yixing also got five wisdoms, you know, they're symbolized. Now when you see next time, when you see, not every day, but occasionally they bring, so that's why the mandala said, there's five different colors of kata. They symbolize five inner colors, that's like offering, not just five colors, that each color is associated with, you know, like enlightened quality. That's why you are thinking to, you are thinking mind, offering, you know, the whole universe with all these, you know, enlightened qualities, you know, five to symbolize that, okay. So anyway, so you can look it up, you can Google them. Reflex. Nowadays, quite easy, you can Google them. Tingo. Sassin. Anyway, so I don't remember them. So here, when you got to change, So some mistake here. So like Hunji Kato Tinji Jang means letter who purify all the mistake. Purify Hunji Kato Tinji A digit of letter R, sorry, there's some mistake. A digit of R, you know, transform all the offer into the pure nectar. Nectar, something like pure nectar. It's called Sanskrit word Amrita. Hunji Kato Tinji Jang. A digit of disease Amrita. Disease Amrita, okay? Amrita. So Diji. So here you call nectar. Nectar. Oh. So that's a mistake. So if you note, please no, rewrite. So A digit of Om Hum. Hunji Kato Tinji Jang. Hum purifies. Purifies Hum. Then top of that R, you know. So when you make the sentence, you say A, but actually is R. A digit of vajra, then that letter R, when it dissolved back to the offerings, then that turned all the offering into the nectar. nectar. So now nectar, I already explained last Wednesday, you know, there's nectar, there's three types of nectars, you know, three types of nectars. So you already took the note, I already explained that. As Sabaneva Ishigi disease, you know, so like, unexhaustible, inexhaustible nectar, that's one called inexhaustible nectar, Sabaneva Ishigi disease. Immortality nectar. There's one is medicine. What is called medicines. So there's three types of nectar. When you transform in the nectar, you have to think of all this, you know, three types of nectar, okay? Three types of nectar. Sabameva Ishigi Dutti, inexhaustible Amrita nectars. Chivameva Tsi, immortality nectars. Chivameva Minji Dutti, like the medicine nectar. What's the English word? Medicine nectar? Medicinal nectar, so? Medicinal nectar. It's called nectar. There are three types of nectar, you know? So now mistake here, like, when you got to need A, disease, letter R, then, you know, when the letter R dissolved back to the offerings, then that turned all that offering into nectars. Three types of nectar. It's not just, you know, nectar, though. Because of the even it's like just one bowl of water is just one bowl of water. There's not three different types of water, but it's one bowl of water. So when the human look at the bowl, the human see water. When the celestial beings, when they look at that bowl, they see something else. You know, so then there's unfortunate beings, when they look at this bowl of water, then they see something else. Because of their own, you know, the individual karma, you know, they see, you know, So same thing, same object, three different beings, you know, human beings, celestial beings, then there's an unfortunate being, then when they look at same, you know, here also, same object, there's, you know, when four people look, each people has different high reaction or different, like, way of interacting with that object, you know, some of them are good, some of them are not really good, some of them are just neutral, you know, could be art, you know, piece of art, some people. So here, you know, in like art in the West, so people, how say, they related themselves to the art, they related. Why people like art? So, you know, like, it's interesting, like, so all the ruins, all the ruins, people, they go, they pay a lot of money to go to see the ruins, you know, so then, somehow they're connected. So, long time ago, there's one old Tibetan Lama, he came to this country, so people are taking him to see all the ruins. He has no interest at all. He wants to see some new building. He was very attracted to the cemetery, because cemetery, there's a lot of flowers, you know, flowers. He was more interested to look at the cemetery, because there's a lot of nice flowers. People were taking him to all see all the ruins. He's all bored, no more. So different, you know, interest, different interest. So here, some of the art, right, you know, so museum of art, some of the art, you know, people, they, when they look good, they associate themselves, they learn something. So lots of people in third world countries, they don't understand art, probably, they don't understand certain art, you know, of course, those things, they relate. If those art, they relate, you know, then certain art, you know, they don't know how to relate. So anyway, my point is here, based on individual, like, mental inclinations, so they, you know, they interact with object, even the same object, the people interact differently. similarly, yeah, one is, so anyway, so I have to probably need to teach Guru Puja not to talk other things. So this is important, so, Om Ahum, this is important, okay? So now the last one, Om. So then all the, light radiates to the 10 directions from letter Om, the last one, Om, Ah, Hu. So we finish Ah and Hu, so now the letter first one, Om, the light radiates to the 10 directions, so then attracts all the enlightened physical qualities, dissolve back to the letter Om, so then Om, very Om, dissolve back to the all the options. So, then that multiplies. Okay, now multiply that. So now next time when you say Om, what Om Ahum, now you have something to think about, you know. Om multiplies. Ah turn into nectar. Hu purifies. That's why before you eat you say Om Ahum. So then it's become something, it's become like nectar, it's not just eating something, you know, it's like pure, something very pure, you know, with no, I say, defect, no defect, but something that you are eating is free of defect, you know, mentally, and it does matter, what mind thinks, it does matter, you know, if the mind thinks something positive, yeah, it benefits, even though we are eating, we are giving something, if mind thinks something positive, you get benefit, when the mind thinks something negative, you don't get any benefit, no. It does cause problems, no? That's what there's something, you know, the way it causes some people, they call it stress. Because there's something not thinking, some thinking is not going well. Thinking, something in thinking is not going well, then people get stress out, no. So, what we think does matter, no. What we think does matter, you know. Thinking of something positive does matter, does really matter. Huh? So there's no yoga, there's also practice, there's also yoga too, thinking. So even eating, making offerings, all of that does matter. Huh? So now, when you say words, I really want to explain that, Om Ahu, then you think Om multiplies, Ah turn into nectar, whatever you're drinking, eating, offerings, you know, turn into nectar, Om Ahu purifies, okay? So that very word, Om Ahu, this very sacred mantra, is blessing the offering, also like making offering, the same. But that's the shortest way to do. So better to learn that, Om Ahu. So that's also in the Guru Puja, right? Om Ahu. Penjil of Chuji Janze, who wrote the Guru Puja, could put something more complex one, but that's the easiest way to do. So then, you know, Guru Puja, when you conjoin with the Yamantaka Tantra, so then you just, you know, the blessing offering, then, you know, associated with Yamantaka, so that gets much longer. Then Gya Samadhi, you know, then it gets complicated. You know. So that's like Jangto. So that's first, you know, that's the, it's Jang. Tom Bhavi Dizi Jan to choose on, so Janabha Dizi Jan to choose, or more this, something in the line, okay? So Jim Nam Chisa Long Chisa Seba Meva Dizi Jan to Chimbo Jimba Jimbo Chao, just to think, when you say like, just imagine. No, right now, just imagine. Very important, imagine something positive, you know? The environment that you are in is not something like, the normal environment is like all purified. Being the environment, the being in the environment, there are not like comes with all this kind of problem. Problem with the hair, problem with the look, problem with the smell, problem with the clothes, and all the clothes doesn't look good. It's not like everything's just perfect. Just perfect. Does matter. It's matter, you know. Particularly in Vajrayana practice, it doesn't matter, you know. Everything, the environment is perfect. The being inside the environment, these are all perfect, you know, perfect. Offering is perfect, you know, all of them, you know, it doesn't matter. You know? So that's the whole point. Then it's only the Lord is above me, he didn't jump the Mirajo, Teda, Chinjin Lava, Chinjin Lava, Cheva, Tena, Monis, and Mishi, and Bala. Number is number Chile, or Chile, Sojin Tata, Omur, which is above me, he did what you So then the rest, I think I already explained before. One second, maybe there's something else. Nature was not out. What's the nature? Oh yeah, so now, So now, can you, So then now here, Jabgun, Refuge, Savior, Prophet, Pure Guru, together with your
retinue.
What's retinue?
The group of people that come with you.
Oh. I don't think this life I can learn all the English words. So I've been here 16 years still now. So there's like usually, sometimes they call entourage. That's okay. So anyway, retinues. I present you ocean of cloud of various offerings. That means flower, incense, light, all kind of offerings. So then, from the spacious, well-arranged vessels, radiant and the precious. Then flow gently forth four stream of purifying nectar water. So, So four doesn't refer to nectar, four refers to the water, four types of water, okay? So don't think, oh, maybe Gisela didn't explain one nectar. No, there's only three nectars. So these are the four altar offerings. So then, so I will number on the trees excellently spread out individually as a grand garland. So this garland is like, you know, if you've been in India, so you know when they get married. So then, the garland is like the flower that goes like this, all the way. They goes like round, and sometimes goes like this, there, like this. So like that, like cover all the figure in the refuge fields. Flowers like goes like this, all the direction is like also like goes like on like that, the tip. So like on the tip, this flower come down, flower come down, flower come down like this. It's like become umbrella, like that. Something like that, visualize that. Dombo. All the trees, excellent, because spread out individually as the garland. Choose the garland that you wear on your neck. It's not here, it's not on the neck. It's outside, like, it goes like all around the figure on the refuge field. All around, Around and on above. So see, like long time ago in like, medieval? Yeah, the king and queens. So when they meet, in their, parliament, they don't call parliament, but it's kind of their parliament. But when each the minister, kings, when they sit behind their seat, there's some kind of like round things hanging over, like same like this, So then it's supposed to be a flower, so it's like then the flower doesn't last very long, so people become lazy, so they just make permanent one. here, this permanent one here too, so it's like lost little flower. So anyway, so these are all just, they just make, they usually, when you visualize, you need to visualize, fresh flowers, like that, okay. Beautiful flower filling the earth and the sky, just like Dombo Sima. Sima Mirno. So then you see when they come in, they also throw flower on the ground. So, you know, so now typically in India, you see when they people get married, when they, you know, like, when they come in, so they throw flowers, they throw there, you know, so all the many, many flowers on the ground. So then they throw this flower petals. This all symbolize offerings. Beautiful flower fill in the earth and the sky. Then blue summer cloud of lapis lazuli smoke. So before you make offering there, you just say, you know, like even when you eat, you know, so and when you give someone else something, you know, so if you say Oma, with some understanding, it makes difference. It makes, does make difference, okay? So this is, So I'll read a little bit from the Nado Chudinu Kulun Tajid Chuji Tajid Bajo Dagi Tibi Bulaj and Lamu Chuji. Tene Longin Yingan. So now see one thing, you know, so when you do mudra, so there's another thing to talk about. So the mudra, you know, this is called Lotus Mudra. So I request you to learn from Gigi Sambo, because Gigi Sambo does much better the mudras. Now this is like, usually it's called Lotus Mudra. And you are supposed to do this three times before you make offering, three times. But right now we say so fast, there's no time to do three. Now before we finish doing three times, we already make offerings. that's why you can't, you know. Three, this is called Lotus Mudra, you know, like this hand supposed to come like this, and this come like this. This is called Lotus Mudra, you know. To do one, like that, it's not just, you know, why you do three, you know, there's reason, you know, you do three, and first you do, you are thinking about probably, the order doesn't matter, you are, could be thinking about yourself, you know, like, you are the one who's making offerings, then offering itself, then whom you are making offering, there's three things happening, right? You yourself is making offering, then offering itself, then whom you are making offering, there's three things. Huh? So they're symbolized, doing three times, symbolize that. Huh? Korsum, demamimimba. So, basically, all the offerings are done, you know, with the understanding of emptiness. Huh? So that's why you say the dedication in the end, you know, may I myself empty from its own side. It's not just, you know, word, but we have to think. So then the, so emptiness, you know, in the Vajrayana teaching, Vajrayana practice, emptiness is very important. It's like emptiness does not mean nothingness. It means something very profound, you know, probably we have no clue. Or something very, very profound. So, usually when we think of ourselves, you know, pretty much associated with our physical body, that's how we think of me, you know, sometimes you think of your hand, or your like leg, or your face. Mainly that when we, most of the time when we think about ourselves, it's related to physical, you know. If somebody criticizes you, if somebody calls, you know, like, oh, so then, you know, at that time, very strong sense of self, oh, I was very unfairly treated today, you know, I was very much looked down. So, you know, at that time, when we analyze that self, is not related to the body, we are not, you know, it's not, you know, so usually most of the time, thinking about, you know, self related to the body. So then that moment we don't analyze. But if you analyze, if you just take, you know, 1 more minute, if you just take 1 more minute, then analyze, you know, at that moment, how you're feeling the self. You are very strong sense of, the sense of self. What is that, you know, self? That self is totally independent, absolute, concrete. That is mistake. That's not just mistake, it's very mistake. That's what we call fundamental confusion. It refers to that, you know. As a, at that time, the self, the way the self appears to you is not exactly, it doesn't exist, it does not exist the exactly way it appears to your mind, you know. Because the way it appears to your mind is like concrete, absolute, independent, something like that. But that's not how self exists. Self exists depending on the aggregate, five aggregate. So that moment, you know, that self, so that is the root of, you know, root of all the suffering, all the complications, you know, that's the root of all the complications, not knowing, I say, not knowing, I say, becoming so uptight with that self, which is completely mistake, So then that, you know, that kind of mind, that kind of, I say, what you call self-grasping mind, self, the mind that grabs on the self that's totally empty up there or is on sight, that's what it means, you know. So there's some kind of understanding of emptiness, okay. So then when you do first one, that's what you're thinking, you know. I myself, you know, also like level. It's not exactly the way, it does not exist exactly the way I think, you know. Because it's like, that's why it's called conventional truth. It's not, self is not ultimate truth, it's called conventional truth. Why it's called conventional truth? The way it appears, the way it exists is different. Different? Nang means way it appears, but the way it exists is different. That's why it's called conventional truth. Ultimate truth is way it appears, the way it exists, the same. That's called ultimate truth. That's called refers to emptiness. True truth. Conventional truth, ultimate truth, true truth. So conventional truth, no, ultimate truth is not really truth. Truth is ultimate truth. So then the meditation or emptiness begins with the self. You know, you analyze. You know, like that. So when you have this strong sense of I, you know, so then you analyze. You know, how that, you know, how you feel that at that moment, how you feel self. So that's self, and according to Buddhism, so that's called, that's the source of all the complications that we face in the samsara, you know. It's not that we are doing something wrong, that is the root of all the problems, that's the one root of all the problems. It's not our friend, it's not our, your wife, it's not your husband, it's not your neighbor, this is not your neighbors, you know. It's that. So then when you do first time, I just want to explain, the first time you think about that, you know, second time, you think about offering all the self, you know. It does appear as independent, but it's all dependent. Everything's all dependent, you know, it's dependent. It's not independent, it's not absolute. Even though we use the, you know, word absolute, I'm absolutely fine. Absolutely, no, but absolutely, there's no absolutely fine. There's no absolutely fine, no. That's independent, fine. That's independent, independent. Non-independent, so that's dependent fine. Dependent fine, dependent fine, it do exist. Absolute fine, it doesn't exist, no, it doesn't exist. So independent fine, so does it sound strange when you say, I'm independent fine? Yeah, that's exactly why it's absolutely fine, that's what it means. And absolutely fine is independent fine, there's no independent fine. So there's dependent fine, like that. So then all the offerings, the second mudra, lotus mudra, you think of all the offering itself, it's like, you know, does not exist, but it's on site, it's just level, it's just, you know, call, it's just call, you know, just call. So then same time, the object of offering is also, you know, like that. So then, that makes it called korsum, tree, like something, and korsum, like the So that's why this you do more 3 times, then you think about that emptiness. So then from there, Then you make offering, you know, go like this three times. Then you go. You go like this, right? As I will explain. Then you manifest. You manifest all the offering goddess from your heart. You know, you manifest. You manifest. Then make offerings, you know, you, 1, 2, 3. Then you go like this. Then you make offerings. Then you dissolve back to your heart. Dissolve back to your heart. All the offering goddess dissolve back to your heart. So then each offering, then you do that, you know. Okay, how long
is
it?
Keshla, what is the third one?
Huh?
What is the third one? Myself?
No, okay. Yourself, offering itself, then the whom you are making offering, object. Object. So basically thinking about emptiness of yourself, emptiness of the offering itself, offering itself, then emptiness of the object of offering itself. So then the practice become powerful. Powerful, no? So otherwise, you know, so the dedication, like, the, I myself doesn't exist from my own side, I myself doesn't exist from his own side. If you don't think, you know, it's just a word, and I myself doesn't exist from his own side. You know, what it really means, I myself, I do exist. You know? So the cosmos, so they just want to explain to you, you know, why they do three times. That like you are supposed to think about emptiness of yourself, emptiness of the offering, and emptiness of object of the offerings. So then from there, so then, you know, you make offerings, okay? So then there's probably nothing much to explain here. But still, next Wednesday, now time is over, next Wednesday, I will come back to the Om Ahu. So, you know, I'll come back one more time. I'll come back to Om Ahu. This is very important. So then next Wednesday, come back one more time to Om Ahu, then confession. Offering now, there's nothing really much to talk. So these are the most important. The other offering itself is quite clear in the word, you know. The first stanza is about four waters. Then there's usually seven set of offerings comes, you know, as by order, seven set of offerings, you are all familiar. So then flower, then incense, then lights, you know, then foods, then music. Oh, that's pretty much same. Okay? Yeah, so next Wednesday, so then come back to the word Om Ahu. This is very important, so Om Ahu. So then confessions, you know, confessions. So I think that's an important one. So last Sunday, a couple of Sundays, we've been talking about self-forgiveness. You know, self-forgiveness, you know. Basically, we are talking about self-compassion. Last three Sundays, you know, asking people to, you know, group, divide a small group, then discuss. And I very much like to hear from them what they have to say, you know. How to, not a word about the self-compassion, how to develop self-compassion, what it means, and how to develop, and what is the compassion. So then from that discussions, then the self-forgiveness. Some people talk of self-forgiveness. So confession, I think, you know, confession is, that's how I think, as a Buddhist, you know, that's how I think, and believe, you know, so that's how the self-forgiveness has been done, you know, through confessions, you know. So here, like, probably, you know, a lot of people are, you know, familiar with the Christianity, but, you know, confession is, in Buddhism, is different, a little bit different. So I myself, you know, everybody has something to forgive. Forgive. You know, we all have, we are all human, we all have something to feel bad about. So we hold on that. Now we hold on that. So not able to let it go. So need to do something. No, need to do just repeating like self-forgiveness word. No, repeating that word again and again probably will help a little bit. But you know, practically need to do something. So so then all this compassion. So from my point of view, the self-forgiveness is very much to do with, you know, like I say, cleaning, basically cleaning, cleaning, so, and I talk about the 4 points, you know, how to do this, how, I think that next Wednesday we'll talk about that, self-compassion, you know, is it possible, is it possible to think, to think something negative out of positive mind? That's the main first question. Is it possible to think something negative out of positive mind? Do we need to think about negative all the time out of negative mind? These are two questions. So, is it possible to think something negative out of positive mind? If the yes, then self-forgiveness will begin. Self-forgiveness will begin. So then, you know, do something. So that the end, instead of feeling bad, you feel good. Not because of the action, you know, because of the, not because of the, so self, you know, self, I think, that's how I think the self-forgiveness is done in Buddhism, or self-forgiveness is done. So I very much like, you know, to share that, you know, share that. I've really experienced to share that with you, so see then, you may have, you know, some others, I say, we have, you know, doing it, so how to forgive yourself. So then, when you, once you forgive yourself, then letting go, you know, not being uptight, all this probably follows, no? Yeah, so next witness, okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, Alhamdulillah.
You turn to page 235 in the Gold Book. 235
Om tare tu re so ha.
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Good night, Diana.